Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and it is our pleasure to welcome to the program the track coach at Grace Christian, Brian Christopher, as he joins us. And Jimmy, as we talked about before the break, we're doing something, as if folks were listening to the promotion over the during the break, we're trying to recognize and salute those unfortunate seniors that weren't able either to complete their season or complete their career this year as the class of 2020.
Yes, and Jackson Bostic is our selection, and Coach Christopher worked with Jackson, and we are joined by Brian Christopher, the track coach at Grace. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, John, Jimmy, for having me this afternoon.
Well, thank you for joining us. And just talk about the terrific track athlete that that Jackson was and is. A three-sport athlete. He played football and basketball. Track was his specialty. When did you realize he had a special talent in track?
Well, I'll tell you, Jackson started his track career 5 years ago as an eighth grader. And I wasn't directly responsible with his coaching at that time, but I certainly did get to see him rise up. And I guess it really became quite evident his passion was always there. And it became quite evident his sophomore year. I mean, his career just really took off and with great passion.
I think the hurdles are hard. I think running the 400 is hard. I think running the 300 hurdles is incredibly difficult. Talk about what it takes for somebody to excel in that race.
Well, you're exactly right. I've told Jackson a number of times, I think that's honestly the toughest race that there is. And it takes an incredible amount of stamina, incredible amount of speed, and an incredible amount of focus. And, yeah, that conversation he and I had a number of times, it's not for the weak-hearted, that's for sure. And I guess Jackson, you know, from the get-go, I guess the first time he stepped over that hurdle, just fell in love with it and it took off from there.
What other track events was he really good at?
Oh, my word. He was probably our finest leg of our 4x4 relay team, and he was exceptionally good at that. There weren't too many events he didn't try. He ran the hurdle, ran the 200 a number of times. Exceptional athlete on the 200. Ran the 100. That's a tough one, boy. Jackson ran the 100. And at the beginning of this season, before it got shortened, I got a big kick out of him. But he actually, in a kind of a pickup impromptu track meet we had, he actually ran the mile, and I thought he had fallen and bumped his head at that time. But it was actually a pretty decent mile time for someone that's a sprinter like Jackson.
Coach, very much appreciate your time. And tell me, you mentioned that he started competing in the eighth grade in this regard for Grace, and I'm just wondering, what was it like to just watch him embrace, grow, and develop as he went on to rewrite part of the school track record books, six-time All-State, two-time state champion, and also competes nationally?
Well, I'll tell you what, as a coach, it was incredible to watch that, just his drive and his passion. And, you know, every single time that he had a new record, new school record, I mean, he rewrote that record several times at Grace while he was there. And as a coach, absolutely incredible. And it burnt in my memory of all the times watching him race, crossing that finish line for a win, the smile that he had on his face, just his true determination, really incredible to just get to watch him for 5 years.
What impact did he have on the program in regards to off the track? I mean, how would you say he was as a leader, a teammate? What about the intangibles that go into being such a fine young man?
Well, in addition to having those fast feet, that was probably even more incredible than watching him run. I remember at the beginning of this season, uh, he it really warmed my heart to see him out there after practice helping some of the younger athletes that were just coming up. We had some brand new hurdlers coming into the program this year, and Jackson was front and center, you know, showing him, you know, some of the things that he'd learned over a period of time, and to just sit back and watch that, for him to take, you know, extra time at the end of practice to help those athletes, could not have had a finer, you know, teammate and or leader, you know, on the team than Jackson. It's incredible.
Brian, who were some of the other track athletes you had that you were certainly disappointed that they were unable to compete in the state meet?
Well, we had a total of 5 seniors this year, and I tell you, my heart just goes out for those athletes. You know, it was their last season to run. My daughter was one, and it was included that didn't get to have their season. We had some brand new athletes that were senior that were coming out for the first time, and it broke my heart to not have that season. I'm tickled to death that, you know, Jackson's going on and running at the next level there with Carson Newman. But yeah, the short season, we had several athletes, and of course, you know, everyone's just really disappointed that we didn't get to have our season this year.
Are there any others besides Jackson that are going to the college level?
Jackson was our only signee. Well, no, I take that back. I'm sorry. We actually had 2 female throwers, Rachel Clincham and Whitney Campbell, that signed with Western Kentucky. They're going on to throw shot and discus with those folks up there, and really tickled, you know, to see them get to go. And those are the athletes. Those are the ones that have actually signed to go on and participate as athletes at the next level.
Coach, what has this spring been like for you? I mean, considering how often you would have been knee deep in meet preparations and things like that at this point in time, and just concluded, I guess, the spring fling. How different was it to have such a quiet spring in regards to what is a very busy time for your schedule?
Well, I tell you, I didn't handle it very well at all. I was disappointed, just like the athletes were. And you know, the majority of the administration work had been done, and for me, the fun stuff was ready to begin. And the fun stuff for me was actually getting out there with the athletes, practices, the meets, you know, getting these young men and women, you know, helping them meet their goals throughout the season. And yeah, the admin stuff was taken care of, and I guess that's the disappointing part, that I didn't get to see these young men and women grow throughout the season.
As you mentioned, your daughter was in the mix. What has it been like to be at home with the family and with students not being in class but being at home? What has that experience been like?
Well, I tell you, my daughter handled it pretty well. Now, obviously disappointed, not much that we could have done about the overall situation. She's enrolled at the University of Tennessee and be going there in the fall, and she's really looking forward to that. You know, I often say, hey, you know, we can't really look back. I mean, yes, we're all disappointed about it, but not much we can really do. The things around the house here, not too bad, you know, fairly decent attitude, and just kind of ready to get on with it and get things back to a little bit of kind of normal.
Brian, I don't know if this would be difficult to answer this question, but were there any things that you learned during the pandemic that you think will help you as a track coach going forward?
Well, absolutely. You know, like I said, I didn't handle it very well at all. But, you know, stepping back away from it and taking a look at it, and the overall, you know, how we handle health issues, whether it's cross country or track, you know, you can't, even if it were not, the pandemic didn't even happen, you know, we just can't be too careful with the athletes in terms of their overall health. And, you know, I want them to be healthy from, you know, it's hard enough when they're out there jumping and sprinting, and, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, injuries that can happen with that. But to be sick because we just weren't cleanly, whether it was with water bottles, you know, athletes sharing water bottles or any variety of different things like that, there'll definitely be some policies in place, you know, going forward just to keep people healthy and not be sick.
We were talking about Jackson Bostic earlier, who's a three-sport athlete. And I wonder, from your perspective, do you like to see high school kids participate in multiple sports, or do you think they should focus on one?
No, absolutely. And in fact, that in years past, and it's getting much better, several of the stick and ball sports, you started to see athletes tend to gravitate more toward that sport and say, you know, I'm just a basketball player, or I'm just a baseball player, or I'm just a football player. And it was really difficult. We saw the numbers really shrink over the years. And track has always been kind of that number two sport. If you play sports in the fall, then, you know, spring track rolls around, I'm doing track or I'm doing this. And that's something that, yes, I'm definitely, it gives it two things. It seems to let them decompress from a fall sport, whether it's basketball or football. They get to kind of forget about that a little bit. And oftentimes when that athlete goes back to that sport the following year, you know, I get comments, you know, from our football coach about, hey, what did you do to so-and-so? And I'm like, I don't know. What did I do? And he's like, man, he's so much faster. You know, he's engaged. He's ready to go. And it makes me feel really good inside. So I'm a big proponent of dual sports. And it gives the athletes time to kind of forget about that, put that on the back burner a little bit, and focus on something different.
Coach, as you mentioned, five seniors on this year's squad. What do you think about the future for the program and the underclassmen that now get ready to step into bigger and more prominent roles?
Well, I tell you, we're going to have a young team next year. From last year and this year, we've had a number of seniors to leave the program, and we're going to be really young next year. I think we're going to be looking pretty good. I've got a couple of female athletes that hopefully looks like that Jackson has got them started in the right direction with the hurdles. I think they're going to be fantastic hurdlers, first female hurdlers we've actually ever had at Grace Christian Academy. And also got a distance runner there, young Riley Mahegan. You know, he is doing a fantastic job in the mile and the 2 mile, and also running cross country for us there at Grace. So we got some fantastic athletes. Going to be a young team next year, but got a lot to look forward to with our younger athletes.
With one last word about Jackson, and we've talked about all the accomplishments that he's earned, made, records that he set. I think it's really cool that in talking about his career, he says that what he values the most, though, isn't the school records or state titles, but the fact that he's been able to make great friends at Grace that have supported him, and friends that he can call anytime to talk about anything. And I know as a coach, that's got to be such a rewarding feeling in terms of what the young man has and values, as opposed to perhaps not looking at his own laurels, but just looking at what he has, what he treasures moving forward.
Boy, you're not wrong. Seeing him at practice, you know, day in and day out, or even at school after the bell rings, you know, he's always got a group of people around him, just as friends as he can be. And I'll tell you, not just at Grace, but also his competitors on the track. You know, after a race, you know, always a handshake and or a hug, you know, congratulations. And, you know, after everybody gets a drink of water and gets their breath back to them, you'll see a group of them on the track out talking and just having a big old time, you know, after a big race. And, boy, yeah, that's a fond memory of Jackson as well. It's just incredible to see that, just how magnetic he is.
Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for giving us the lowdown on Jackson, as well as the Rams and your track program. And wish you and yours the very best. Stay well and safe throughout the summer, and can't wait to see everybody back on the track in the fall.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Coach.
You. That's Brian Christopher, the track coach at Knoxville Grace.